Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Just got back from the post office. Usually, I'm all by myself in our little town sole outpost of the federal government. But today, the joint was jumping. People were doing last-minute holiday business and, to my surprise, thanking the staff for its service. You don't hear citizens praising public servants these days, except maybe frontline medical staff, but certainly not representatives of this beleaguered outfit. It's been a tough year for our friends in postal blue. The president appointed a crony to wreck the system in hopes of limiting mail-in ballots, which allegedly favor Democrats. Meanwhile, the pandemic has decimated the postal workforce and made Americans do more of their shopping online. That has deluged post offices with packages, creating chaos, delays, frustration. My wife has been tracking a box she sent weeks ago. Seems to be stuck in some distant sorting facility. The intended recipients, our grandkids, are disappointed. It didn't used to be like that. The U.S. postal system was the glory of the American experiment. Heck, it's even older than America. Ben Franklin created the network to help colonists plot rebellion. After that succeeded, he made the system a marvel of efficiency. One-day service between Philadelphia and New York, more post offices than Britain or France. Later, the system gave us the Pony Express, helped create the railroads, propped up the airline industry almost single-handed into the 1920s. Maybe the postal system got too successful. Conservatives came to see it as the epitome of big government, with 500,000 employees, more retail outlets than Walmart, McDonald's, and Starbucks combined. For decades, Republicans have been trying to starve it of funds, saddle it with extra pension costs, privatize at least part of it, stigmatize its staff as lazy, inefficient, and overpaid. Americans aren't buying that. A recent Gallup poll found 91% of them like the postal system, making it one of the most popular parts of government. That's certainly the consensus at my post office. One reason may be a hand-lettered sign I spotted today as I was leaving. It said the facility would close at noon on Christmas Eve, but that Tina would hang around for a few more hours to help people with their packages. If that's big government, let's have more of it. And this crazy holiday season, let's hear it for the postal workers. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.